This is Frank Devaney speaking from the great meatpacking center of the Northwest, South St. Paul, Minnesota. Today, the citizens of this famous community have gathered at a main intersection to pay tribute to their most prominent townsman and the man who has been designated Minnesota's foremost son. We have reference, of course, to Harold E. Stassen, former governor of Minnesota and now a lieutenant commander in the United States Navy. Specifically, the occasion is Harold Stassen Appreciation Day, inspired by the national prominence which has focused itself on Minnesota's great statesmen. Participating in the celebration today are the three communities that Harold Stassen knows best. West St. Paul, where he was born, St. Paul proper, where he served as governor in the state capital, and the city from which this broadcast emanates, South St. Paul, where he still maintains his family home. A large crowd has gathered here today to pay honor to the man who for 8 years served as Dakota County Attorney. Former Governor Stassen established a legal practice here in 1929 upon his graduation from the University of Minnesota Law School. As you perhaps recall, he was elected governor in 1938 and remained in that post until about a year ago when he enlisted in the Navy. We have set up our microphones on the program platform, which has been erected on what is known as the Swift parking lot adjacent to the Swift Packing Company. Later on, we shall hear from some of Commander Stassen's friends and business associates. But for the moment, let's listen to the South St. Paul High School Band, which is on hand to provide musical entertainment. Directed by Mr. Cortland McGrail, the band plays, typically enough, the Ensign. That was the South St. Paul High School Band, conducted by Mr. Cortland McGrail, offering a musical salute on this Stassen Appreciation Day program, presented in honor of Minnesota's foremost native son, Harold E. Stassen. As we told you a moment ago, a large crowd has gathered, and swelling the crowd in no mean proportion is the day shift from the Swift Packing Plant, which has just been released. Also on hand are those raucous, rollicking Hook'em Cows, of which Harold Stassen is a fondly regarded member. One who has watched former Governor Stassen's progress with great pride and admiration is the chief executive of this bustling community of South St. Paul. He is Mayor Alf Elder, and here he is with a personal greeting. Mayor Elder.
Thank you, Frank Devaney, and good afternoon, friends of the radio and of our local audience. It's a privilege and a real pleasure to be present here today and pay my respects to a man who we consider here a man of national figure, a great man, and a man who's out there doing his bit for all of us. And I consider it a real honor to be here and do this for him. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Alf Elder. Close friend and associate of Harold Stassen, and grateful for the latter's keen business acumen as regards the packing industry, is Mr. E.H. Sherman, manager of the South St. Paul Livestock Haulers Association. Mr. Sherman.
Thank you, Mr. Devaney. The Livestock Haulers Association has never forgotten the fine work that you did for them when you were our attorney. It is a pleasure for me, as manager of the association, to extend greetings to you on their behalf. We know that you will keep on going up, and we're all with you. From the livestock truckers, we say, hi, neighbor.
Thank you, Mr. Sherman. Also on hand to extend greetings to his friend and neighbor is Sig Ellingson, vice president of the Livestock Exchange here in South St. Paul. Mr. Ellingson.
Greetings, Harold, from the commission men and the dealers of your old hometown. We've known you a long time, and we love you. We've seen you grow. We're proud of you. And we know that you're going to come to the top. Good luck.
We might point out at this time, ladies and gentlemen, the WMIN is making a recording of this program, and we hope to send it to Lieutenant Commander Stassen in the South Pacific, where he serves as Flag Secretary to Admiral William Halsey. Here on the program platform, we have a man who not only observed Harold Stassen's meteoric rise to statesmanship, but worked with him during those early formative years. He is Mr. Harold Levander, who acted as Assistant County Attorney under the former Minnesota Governor. Won't you say a few words, Mr. Levander?
Hello, Harold. All of your partners except myself are now in the armed services, and within 30 to 90 days, I'll be there too, and we'll leave the office in charge of Lois, your secretary, and the one who is still carrying on. We also feel that if you have the opportunity of pleading a case to the American public, the great jury of America, you will do just as well as you did so many times in pleading the cases to the Dakota County juries. We wish you well. We wish you were here to see this great gathering that's turned out to pay you another tribute, the same as they've done three times before in South St. Paul. The best of luck to you, Harold.
Thank you, Mr. Levander. And now, ladies and gentlemen, adding a bit of personal comment and color to the situation is former Governor Stassen's janitor. Janitor in the building in which Mr. Stassen had his law office. I'm sure that Commander Stassen will be glad to hear from Archie Pertit. Come on in, Archie.
Hello, Harold. I hope your campaign will be a clean sweep as I used to keep your offices and the grand building. And good luck to you.
Thank you, Archie Pertit. As you all know, Commander Stassen was always interested in agriculture and its problems. That's why we're very happy at this time to present a typical Dakota County farmer in the person of Alvin Waldo.
Hi, Harold. I'm just a farmer, no speaker, but I want to say that we farmers know what good neighbors mean, and that the farmers of Dakota County feel that you have been a good neighbor to them. You know our problems, and you have always been willing to help us. So when we say hello, neighbor, from our hearts, you know how we feel. We hope you will soon be called neighbor by all the farmers of America.
Thank you, Mr. Waldo. And now here is going to be a hello from the old courthouse gang, which Harold always knew very well. He's Roy Nelson. Mr. Nelson.
Hello, Harold. Greetings from the courthouse. We saw your beginnings in politics, and we know we haven't yet seen your end. Good luck, Harold, and God bless you.
Thanks, Roy. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a word from Mr. H.H. Milstein, the president of the South St. Paul Civic and Commerce Association.
Harold, the business and professional men of South St. Paul are with you 100%. We cheered you when you became county attorney. When you rose to the high office of governor, our celebration in your honor showed how we felt about you. When you sacrificed that high office of governor to enter the service of our country, we again showed our devotion to you at that public farewell. Our only hope and prayer now is for a speedy victory and your safe return, so we may again celebrate with you as only South St. Paul can.
one of former Governor Stassen's business legal cohorts and a very fond personal friend, is with us today on the program platform. He is Justice Tom Streisguth of the Minnesota State Supreme Court. Justice Streisguth.
How are you, Harold? Wish you were here this afternoon to see this gathering of the hook'em cows, of the high school band, of all the boys from the stockyard in South St. Paul here to wish you well. I'm here to pass on the greetings from your friends and associates up at the state capitol. Greetings not only from the members of the Supreme Court, but from the heads of all of the departments of the state and the entire personnel of those departments. We appreciate the sacrifice that you have made for your country. We have read and heard of your being under fire and of your active participation in the Pacific campaign, and we want you to know how highly we respect you for it. But our ceremonies today are not for you alone, nor our greetings. They are also for the other soldiers, officers and men alike, of our mighty Christian Republic, the earnest men and boys who went forth from this peaceful state and from this peaceful community, not in joy of opportunity, but in sadness of heart, responding to duty's call that they offer their security and their lives, that America and American ideals should not perish. The present war requires four oceans and six continents, not to mention seas and islands, over which to spread its terrible wings. It is therefore but natural that today, Bataan, Guadalcanal, Tarawa, the Marshall Islands, and many places we have not even heard of 2 years ago should come first in our thoughts. Now there is no one for whom these names do not spell a sacrifice of some kind. The list of the wounded, the killed, and the missing is growing daily and striking closer and closer to home. And those like you and your comrades in the Pacific who are fighting on deserve the everlasting gratitude of the Republic. So please accept our sincere greetings and expressions of thanks to you personally, and at the same time extend them to all of the Minnesota boys and all of the Minnesota men in the armed forces of the Pacific, whether in the Navy with you, in the Army, in the Marines, or in the Air Forces of either.
Thank you, Justice Thomas Streisguth of the Minnesota State Supreme Court. I'm sure that every citizen of Minnesota, and in fact a large part of the nation, feels gratified at the honor being bestowed on Harold E. Stassen today and this evening. But there is one to whom the tribute must have a special significance. She is the former governor's wife, who, as we said earlier, resides here in South St. Paul with son Glenn, age 8, and daughter Kathleen, 2. She is here on the platform, and I should like to present her now. Mrs. Stassen, I imagine you're experiencing quite an elation as you watch this program unfold in tribute to your husband, aren't you?
I should say it's a wonderful tribute to him.
Have you seen Commander Stassen since he enlisted in the Navy?
No, I have not.
I understand that a short time ago, however, he called you on the phone.
Yes, he did.
That must have been a tremendous thrill.
It was quite a thrill.
Did you expect it?
He called the day before and made an appointment call.
I see. You don't know whether he's going to receive a leave within the near future?
He's never indicated anything of that nature.
Since he is, yes, I can hardly imagine that. Since he has gone to the South Pacific, has he been thrown in with any other Minnesota or Twin Cities men?
Yes, he very often writes and says that he has met Minnesota men. Minnesota doctors have been there.
I see. Has he been in any combat action that you know of?
He has been in some naval battles. I don't know the particulars of them.
You couldn't identify them. Well, Mrs. Stassen, this may be a bit personal, but please don't think me impertinent. I think the folks might enjoy your response to this. Speaking purely as a serviceman, has your husband ever made any particular observation or expressed any wish since he has joined the Navy?
He often expresses his great admiration for Admiral Halsey and of the Pacific Forces.
And I'm sure the admiration is most mutual. Well, now, we certainly want to thank you for participating in the program with us and for the very fine cooperation you have given us.
Thank you. May I say just a word of thank you, too?
You bet.
I know that if Harold were here, he would like to personally thank you for this friendly demonstration. But since that is impossible, I would like to say thank you for him. We do appreciate this friendly feeling of neighborliness that you have given us. We appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Stassen. And now our time is just about up, but I know that Commander Stassen would like to hear a word from that great son of his, Glenn Stassen. Glenn, what do you have to say to your dad today? You know, we're going to try and send this record to him out there in the South Pacific.
Well, I'd say
that you hope he's going to be home soon. Isn't that just about what's on your mind?
Yes.
Well, that's mighty fine. I know he misses you a great deal as you miss him, and let's all hope here that he will be home very, very soon. Thanks ever so much for coming up, Mrs. Stassen and son Glenn. Thanks to everyone who made this program possible. It has reached you from South St. Paul. This is Frank Devaney speaking, and we return you now to our studios.